as many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into His death. Therefore, we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. We should walk in newness of life. Should. That don't mean you're going to, does it? But we sure are going to put a good effort to it now we're learning this, aren't we? We're going to definitely put a good effort to walk holy and obedient to His Word. Okay, let's go to the next couple of verses. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall also be in the likeness of His resurrection. Now then, how much sin did Christ have in Him?
None.
So how much are we supposed to have in us?
None.
Well, we don't do a very good job of this, do we? You know, how much sickness did He have in His life?
None.
Did He die for your sickness?
Yes.
Did He bear your sins?
Yes.
He bore your sins. You ain't supposed to have no sin. He bore your sickness and your pain, so you ain't supposed to have none as His child. But since He told us not to sin, so we won't have to have pain and sickness, we don't obey the first part very well. So when we go into sin, we open the door to pain and sickness and death. Then He says, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be destroyed. Now that's a good chore, to keep that beast dead. That henceforth we should not serve sin. Now see, again, you notice He said we should not serve sin. So let's see what the next verse says. For he that is dead is free from sin. Are you dead? I think we're trying to die. I don't think we've done a very good job of it yet. We're trying, though, aren't we? I mean, we have a hard time meeting up to this criteria, don't we? For he that is dead is free from sin. Boy, if I could get up every morning and say, Lord, I kill this thing today in the name of Jesus. Now I'm going to let You live through me and Your love live through me so I can love the brethren and everything and do everything according to Your will. Woo! Wouldn't life be good if I could do that at the ministry center every day, 24/7? And everybody said, yes, praise the Lord, that would be great. Oh, in verse 8, now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him. And you know, most of the Christian world has never realized that He's with you every day.
Amen.
Every day. When I turn to talk to you, I'm talking to Jesus, if He's in you.
Amen.
When I turn to talk to you, I'm talking to Jesus, if He's in there. So how should that affect the way we act? Should we get into unforgiveness toward anybody about anything? Should we take an offense from one of our brothers or sisters? No. Does it matter what they say? No, not at all. I mean, if this beast is dead,
amen,
then it can't be affected, right?
Amen.
But we find out how dead it is, don't we? A little bit dead? That's kind of like being a little bit pregnant. Just a little bit dead is just like being a little bit pregnant. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe we shall also live with Him. Verse 9 and 10. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death has no more dominion over Him. He paid the price. He rose from the dead. He's got it mastered. For in that He died unto sin once, but in that He liveth unto God. Now, boy, if we could get to where we could go that, but in the flesh, He commanded us to do it. But I don't see many walking there. I know I don't all the time. Next couple of verses. Likewise, reckon you also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin. Now, that's almost a continual job every day, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
When somebody says something, before you open your mouth, you have to stop and say, am I going to be dead to that subject or am I going to be alive to that? Am I going to reach out and get that guy? I mean, but that guy just cheated me out of $5,000. He told me he was going to pay me. And now he says he ain't going to pay me. Am I going to reach out and get him? Or am I going to stay dead? Ooh, it'll put you to the test, won't it? Every day. Every day. Put you to the test. I was put to the test one time like that with money. A man I'd sold my house to. And he made payments on it for 4, 5, 6 years. And then all of a sudden, he stopped sending me the money. So I called him. And he said, well, I'm having a little financial difficulty. And I said, well, how long do you think you need? Well, he said, hopefully within another month or two, I should be back on my feet. I said, okay, no problem. So a couple months come and go, I ain't getting no payments yet. So I went back over. I went over to see him. And, of course, by this time, he only owed me about $60,000. That's all he owed me, left on the house, about $60,000. And so I sat down with him and his wife, and I said, are y'all still going to church? He said, well, no, we haven't been to church in quite a while. I was so busy doing so many things, we quit going to church. I said, if you quit going to church, you quit tithing. Well, he said, Thurman, I mean, when I go to church, when I make money, I tithe. I said, nah, I don't think so. I said, if you were going to church and tithing, you wouldn't be where you are today. And I said, you know, this is the only place I found in the entire Word of God where God says you can put me to the test was when it comes to tithing. I said, so you wasn't tithing before. He said, well, I was giving what I could. I said, no, giving what you can and a tithe is two different things. A tithe is 10% of your gross income, you know, or if you're in business for yourself, then it's your net income. But if you're working for somebody, and if they pay you $100 a week or $1,000 a week, if your gross income was $100 and they take taxes out of that and everything else, then you still owe God $10 out of that $100. That's your gross income. You owe the king that money. And I said, if you're not doing that, you're not tithing. And I said, that's why you're in the shape you're in. He said, you mean you think if my wife and I start going back to church and we start tithing off the little bit that we're making right now, that we would be able to meet the payments on this house? I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll tell you what I'll do. I have this much faith in my God. I said, you owe me what, about $60,000? He said, yeah, that's about what I owe you. I said, you and your wife start going to church. And if you tithe for 6 months and you're not able to make the payments on this house, I will give you the house. He said, you're serious about this stuff with God, aren't you? I said, I'm very serious. I know what my God will do. If you obey Him, He has bound Himself to His Word. And He can't do nothing but bless you. So you know what? They started going back to church, and the next month, my payment was there, and within 6 months, they'd caught up on all the back payments.
Amen.
And then a year or two later, the man, they decided to move somewhere else. They sold a house, and when they did, of course, I got the entire payoff, and they paid me off, and I got about $50,000 at one time. Amen. They paid it off. I didn't lose a dime. Do you trust your God that much? Do you have that kind of faith in the King? I mean, after all, it's only money. It's only money. Are you going to let that money get into a problem between you and somebody and get you out of a relationship with God? The devil would love it. Amen. If you get into strife with somebody. And you know how easy it is when it comes to money? You know how easy it is to raise this beast from the dead? If somebody starts taking advantage of you in money? Hey, it's real easy. It ain't worth it. Likewise, reckon you also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Be alive unto His Word. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal bodies, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Like I was telling some young men at one of the meetings we were doing recently, I said, you know, somebody said something about how do we walk in the Spirit? I said, I'll tell you. If you feed your spirit, the Word of God, I mean, every day. I mean, you gorge yourself. You eat for 2 or 3 hours a day. And then you turn off the television, secular radio, newspapers, and all the junk of the world. and you let this flesh man starve to death every day. I said, then you walk in the Spirit. I said, now you young boys here, you're young, so I'm going to give you an example. You said, well, I'm walking in the Spirit. I said, okay. So you're walking down the street, and all of a sudden you kind of glance over there, and boy, there's two real pretty girls just walked in that door. You look at them top down to bottom, top to bottom, top to bottom as they go off. Wow, look at them two good-looking girls. I said, you guys ain't walking in the Spirit. You're in the flesh. I said, now, I'm not going to let you ladies off that easy either. I said, so you drive down the road, and all of a sudden you say, I'm walking in the Spirit, and somebody, your neighbor, comes up in a new red Porsche. You're running out and say, honey, they're trying to outdo us. You got to buy us a new red Porsche. You ain't walking in the Spirit either, girls. You're walking in the flesh. You're letting the flesh, you want to try to keep up with the old proverb, keep up with the Joneses. You don't want to live down the street in a little dinky house that's not painted perfect with a nice car sitting out in the front yard. One time I had a little Ranchero pickup, little Ford. It wasn't the best looking little truck in the world, but it was decent. It was about 10 years old. My neighbor, he always drove a brand new pickup. He came over one day and said, Thurman, why don't you trade off that little old pickup you get and get something nice? I said, because I don't need something. I said, that thing gets me to work and back. It gets good gas mileage. I said, I mean, I'm just one guy. It's paid for. Don't have no payments on it. It's cheap. It's economical to run. Why do I need a better one? He said, Thurman, we live in a real nice neighborhood out here in Highland Village. Oh, I said, so you don't like my little Ranchero sitting in the front yard out here where you got your nice, big, fancy truck? I said, well, get used to it because it's going to sit right there. Get used to it. I am not trading the beast off. I said, you know, I'm not the kind of guy who goes out trying to keep up with the Joneses. I could care less. You know, I just could care less. You know, I don't want to offend your brother, but I ain't going out to buy a new truck to make you happy. Because guess who's going to make the payments on that new truck? Me. That's right. And I don't want it. I'd rather have a little cheap one that's paid for, that I don't have to go there. But alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal bodies, that you should obey it in the lust thereof.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.